I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today I had the pleasure of sharing my gift with Maggie. Unfortunately, Maggie lost her dad. And I say this all the time, spirit is encouraging us to live life with happiness and joy, right? But I think it's so much easier said than done. And literally, my heart still is breaking for Maggie. She is having so much trouble living life without her dad. But her dad did an amazing job, a phenomenal job of giving her the gift and knowing that with every breath that she takes, that he is right by her side. I hope you all enjoy Miha's reading today, and may God bless each and every one of you. Well, nice to meet you, Maggie. Welcome to Hey Spirit. I first want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you today. Where are you from?
New Mexico.
New Mexico? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to give a little quick speech. It's just my way of also letting the souls of the departed to know that I'm ready to work. And then we just get started. My goal for you today, Maggie, is that you receive the peace that you deserve. I didn't even start to give you my speech, but I felt just this heaviness within my soul. And I heard, please tell her that it's going to be okay. Did you lose your dad?
I did.
So no, I did not even give you my speech yet. I did not get past anything else. But it was like the second I started to say I was ready to give my speech, it was like your dad made me feel this heaviness within your heart and in your soul with every being within you. And it literally like took me back for a second, and I had to say something to you to validate how your dad was making me feel. And so you knew that he truly was okay. And that these next few moments that we get connected with your dad's soul will be exactly what you need. And your dad said to me to validate that what she feels, what she believes is me. Your dad is kind of funny. So did he speak another language also?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going, I don't know how this is going to work. You don't speak Spanish. I go, don't worry, I'll be fine. But that would that be your dad's, like, would he worry about that? Like, how am I going to be able to tell my daughter all these things where she doesn't even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he was a funny guy.
But I love that he's already showing his personality. So No matter how your dad left the physical world, know that his soul is at peace. More importantly, knowing that he is not suffering and that he's strong, and more importantly, strong enough to get me to bypass my speech. I didn't even give you a speech. This will be one for the records that this is the reading on Hey Spirit where there is no speech. Because there's no turning back right now because your dad will not shut up.
Yeah,
so Maggie, if there was any fear or any concerns of your dad coming through and being able to channel for whatever reason, know that there are none. There are no concerns at this point. The thing that I also love is how your dad is making me feel like full of life. Full, like how, like, he's like, I can't explain it. I almost feel like I'm engulfed with just pure happiness. And I don't know if that's so you know that he's truly at peace. And your dad just looked at me. He goes, you know, Teresa, there are some days that Maggie is like, I can't believe that my dad is gone. I can't even believe that my dad died. And it's almost like he's like, and this is like now, oh, wait a minute. Teresa is talking to my dad's soul. So it must make it real. My dad must really be gone. Does that make sense to you?
I hate this reality. Yes. He was just my best friend, and you know, I talk to him every single day, and I feel such a like a huge hole in my heart, in my soul, and it's just so hard.
The second I entered the other side, Maggie, that is exactly how your dad made me feel. I didn't even give you a speech. That is how he made me feel, is how you feel. And it's still so unreal and so unbelievable that he is not here.
So it's going to be 3 years already, and I still, oh like, I want to wake up from this nightmare, and I can't.
So now I know when your dad had me say to you, the peace that you deserve. You have children?
I do.
Because he goes, my daughter is the best mom. He says... And that's the hardest thing, because every time something happens with the children, she says that Poppy's missing out. He says, Maggie, I need you to know that I am with you at these moments. Did someone just graduate or miss out? I don't care if it's a moving up ceremony or something at school.
Yeah. There's been a lot of... My sister just graduated. She's a nurse practitioner now, and he wasn't here for that.
So know that his soul attended the graduation in spirit. How old are your children?
They're going to be 7.
Okay. Was there something at their school? Because your dad keeps telling me about your boys. So was there something at school that you just went to? And I don't care if it was like a moving up ceremony, if it was from like kindergarten to first grade, something where, because your dad keeps bringing me to an elementary school and I keep seeing his soul at the celebration. Mm-hmm.
They did have a little ceremony for the kids moving from first to second grade.
Okay. Now, do you have pictures of that?
No, I didn't get to go either.
So did anyone send you pictures?
I can ask the teacher.
Because I can see the blurbs and the orbs in the pictures, validating that your dad's soul attended it in spirit. He is not missing out. He just said to me, he says, my daughter has given up in some ways. Do you understand that? He says, Teresa, I need you to help me give my daughter her life back.
I feel like when he died, they buried me too. I just have lost all my faith, all my hope. It's just been so hard for me without my dad. And I'm so mad at God for letting this happen.
You can be as angry as you want. Your dad said you have every right to feel the way that you feel. He says, but I cannot stand by and watch it destroy you. Your father made me feel like you find no joy in anything in life. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to go anywhere. You don't want to participate in anything. He says, it is so unfair. He says, I'm attending all of these things in spirit. I'm not missing out, but you're missing out on life.
I am. I feel like I'm like stuck because I don't want to go forward without my dad, but then I have to because of my kids.
Your dad says you feel me every day. Is that correct?
I do. And I say, he sends me signs and I dream with him. And I do feel him, but it's just not the same.
I know. And I asked your dad, I said, why is she so angry at God? And he said, because she feels that I was taken too quickly and there was no time. And that she is now questioning, is there even a God? Because if there was, why would God take my best friend in a split second from me? He made me feel like you couldn't see him. You couldn't say goodbye. You couldn't do all of these things. And you're so angry at that.
Yes. I feel like he missed out all his golden years. Like, there's just so much that he's not going to get to be here. Like, my sisters get married, who's going to walk them down the aisle?
But look, but this is, Maggie, we didn't even get into this reading. And your dad was like, I attended this. I attended this graduation. I attended that. Saying to you that I know it is not the same. But he says, I need you to carry my spirit. I need you to carry my soul with you. I am attending all of these things, but I want to do it through your eyes. He says, and the anger is just blocking you from that. I don't ever think I felt that before. Like, your dad made me feel like it's almost like I'm going to go somewhere and it's almost like I'm blocking because I'm so angry that he's physically not here.
Yes, that's how I feel every day.
How do you connect with the month of August?
My boys were born in August.
Okay. So knowing that, because he keeps showing me the bouquet with the picture in it, with the hanky wrapped around the flowers. That's just my symbol for where someone's going to carry something of their departed loved one. Sometimes someone sews a piece of their clothing in their dress. Sometimes they actually do put a picture in the bouquet.
Right here.
This shirt.
This is the last shirt that I saw my dad wear. And this is what catches all my tears. And this, he left me this little guardian angel. I take he this says, everywhere.
I need you to believe that I go with you. My soul is with you. Is your mom still here in the physical world?
Yes.
Were you just talking to your mom about something? He just made me feel like you were having a discussion with your mom and then you got really, really upset.
Yeah, because I feel like they think that I should be over it by now. Okay. Like, I need to let it go and I just need to.
So how would I know that? Let's just say this, Maggie. You can be, and your dad already had me say this, you could be as angry, upset, whatever it is as you want. But I can't let it stop you from living.
I haven't been living since he passed away. I haven't.
He says, so you today is going to be the last day. Look, allow yourself that space. There is no law, Maggie, in saying that, okay, my dad's gone 3 years. I shouldn't be crying every day. You might cry every day for the rest of your life here in the physical world. So be it. So be it. There is nothing wrong with that. The problem is that you are not living because your dad died. There's a big difference. There is a huge difference in that. So what your dad is saying, you can have these moments of where you can be upset, you can miss me, you can be angry. He says, but I can't have it spool out, spill over into your entire day and not be able to do anything. It's almost like your dad shows me you become paralyzed with his death.
Yes, I do.
Where is the tree in your house, in your yard?
I have a weeping willow in the front. Okay.
So know that your dad says, I watch from the willow tree. Do you feel that you wish you could have honored your dad more or differently?
I just don't know if he, like, actually knew how much I loved him and how much I was going to miss him when he left. Like, I don't know if he knew.
Of course he knew. Of course he knows. He didn't know. Your dad literally looked at me. He's like, Teresa, everything happened so fast. There was no time. How do you connect with the chest? Did your dad pass him something of the chest? Was there like a blow to the chest or just this?
Yeah.
So know that your dad says, I need you to know, I didn't think or realize how this was going to impact you. He goes, of course I knew how much you loved me. He says, but I never thought in a million years that you would stop living because I died.
What did you think?
He literally said to me, I wasn't. Was your dad taking a medication? Because he just said to me, I was not thinking. And then I asked him to validate that more, and he showed me a medication bottle. And then he threw it against the wall. That's my symbol for where either he wasn't taking it, took it improperly, and or it wasn't working. I hope you understand what I'm about to say to you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
I learned a long time ago that when we lose a loved one, sometimes we spend so much time focusing on how they died or why they died. To me, sometimes, and I don't mean to sound rude, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, you lost your dad. And whether you watched him suffer for years with an illness or a disability, right? Or they die suddenly. I don't think it makes it easier. See, I always find it interesting when souls make me feel certain things. When your dad made me feel all, it was the second I got to his soul, all the emotions that you carry, right? Because this is how you feel. And the anger is because of why. And there were no answers. So your dad gave you the answer by showing you the medication.
And I feel bad about that too because I'm the one that took him to the doctor.
Maggie,
and I said,
we did everything that we could. I didn't even want to take this medicine, but I did it for you.
I know.
That was to leave you with the gift of knowing that we did everything that we could. I don't feel like your dad was taking the medication or he wasn't taking it properly. He goes, and if you did nothing, Maggie, where would the burden or guilt lie then? You would say, I should have dragged him to the doctor. I should have done this. You did everything that you could for me. You had the most faith in me.
I
He says, why are you losing that now?
Because it's just so unfair.
He said that he was so selfish on how he left. And he says, and for that, I am sorry.
And I've never been upset at him because I knew he was struggling and I knew he was suffering. But I just feel like I should have done more. Like, I didn't get to talk to him that day or
you
just
did.
So many things.
But this is why the medication is so important. He showed me the medication bottle, threw it against the wall. My number one symbol for when someone it's not taking the medication properly, maybe they weren't taking it at all. But whatever it was, it wasn't working. And he takes responsibility for that. Do you understand that? Not you. You have to remember, you gave him. This was to leave you with the gift of knowing that you did everything and went above and beyond. Your father just told me there is no way that I would do this. I did this for you. So you could be left with the gift in knowing that you did everything that you could for me. He says, and you know that.
I do, and then I think, like, why did God let this happen? Like, why didn't somebody call him? Or just, like, so many things that I'm never going to have answers to.
Do you know and understand what Spirit has shown me, that there is a block of time that we have, right? And your dad said to me that there were several times where he thought he was going to die previous. Is that correct? Was whether he was involved in an accident or something happened.
Yes.
He said, but look at that time that I did have on this earth.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was such a, like, incredible human being.
Full of life.
He loved
full of
everything.
Life. Mm-hmm. All he keeps showing me is him singing and dancing, like the life of the party, center of attention, like always make people happy.
Yes. He put everybody else's happiness before his own. He was so selfless, and he just did everything for everybody else, and I think he just couldn't do it anymore.
He says, I want you to know that my choices had nothing to do with my love for you. He said, you know that I loved you more than anything, and your boys. Were one of your boys named after your dad?
No, but one of my boys looks exactly like him.
Because he made me feel like this is my namesake, this one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Are your boys twins, or are they born within 2 years of each other?
They're twins.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the movie Field of Dreams?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's this is what he's showing me. But there was a cornfield there. And they say, build it and they will come. Was there something done in memory of your dad at the farm?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Alex, because I'm like, why are you showing me the Field of Dreams house and the cornfield? Okay. Yeah. And then he showed me a plaque.
Uh-huh.
So there was something done in memory of him at the farm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So know that your dad says, I need you to know, Maggie, maybe the first step in your healing is knowing that your dad's soul is safe and at peace with God. How do you connect with your dad's shoes or like his footprint? Is there a poem or something about footprints, or do you connect with footprints?
Oh my God. Yes, I have a poem about footprints that I did in preschool, and I have it right here on my wall.
Validating that your dad's soul is with you at this exact moment.
Oh my God, and I have it right here on my at the end of the hall, so when I walk down, like, I have to look at it and I think about him.
So know that when you do that, know that your dad's soul is with you.
Oh my God, there's no way you could have known about that. No way.
What about the other stuff, Maggie?
Oh my goodness.
You're right. There's no way I can know about it. And I'm not supposed to. I only know because your dad just told me. Mm-hmm. Your dad just showed that to me. There are blank walls behind you. You're not even in the room where the poem is. Your dad just said, you can't even see the picture that she has of me right in front of her. You have a picture of your dad? Right? And I could not see that, correct? No, to validate that your dad's soul is right beside you. And he says, I am encouraging you. Did your dad call you Max or Mag?
No, he would call me Mija.
Oh, because he kept showing me like a nickname. Mm-hmm. So know that your dad is calling you Mija. I need you to know that with every breath that you take, every milestone you achieve, I am with you in spirit. Do you feel like people don't celebrate your dad? Or do you wish you could celebrate your dad more?
I just don't like that that's like associated with his name. You know what I mean? Because he was such a like an amazing human being and like such a good, good man that I feel like that takes away from him.
Do not let the way that I died to define who I was. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He says, I want you to start saying to yourself, I'm going to celebrate my dad every day. You do celebrate him every day. I want you to talk about him. If people ask about your dad, my dad died unexpectedly and sudden because that is the God's honest truth, correct? Mm-hmm. Then I want you to tell the person that you get signs that my dad leaves me feathers. I know he's safe and at peace with God. And then I want you to share with the person something beautiful about your dad, something that your dad loved to do, or a beautiful memory, or my dad was always so happy. He always enjoyed every moment. He was the most selfless man I've ever met. I miss him terribly. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. I want you to leave that person with a beautiful memory of your dad, to try to separate how he died. That's why I shared with you earlier, Maggie, and I don't mean to sound cold or rude when I say this. It doesn't matter to me how your dad died. You know why? Because at the end of the day, you lost your dad, no matter how he died. And that is sad, and it stinks, and it's just not fair, no matter how he died. Fair enough? Okay. Don't let the way that he died to define who he was. And by you living your life, by doing this, by sharing beautiful memories of your dad, and maybe it's something that, do you feel that some family members focus on that as well?
Okay. Yes. And I feel like people are so like judgmental.
Listen,
and,
you know, it's very easy to be judgmental. You know, it's very, very easy. So this is what we're going to do. Why don't we try this? Why don't we get like a jar, glass jar? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want you to put like a pad, little pad, paper, could be like a little post-it note. And I want you to leave it out. When people come over, or maybe you go by your mom's for like a barbecue or for something, right? Mm-hmm. Bring your jar and your little piece of paper and say, you know what? I'm going to leave this jar here. And I want you to write down something beautiful, positive, happy that you remember about Daddy. Say it to your siblings, say it to your mom, and you can say, look, I don't care if you're angry. I don't care if you're mad. You can be, fair enough, but I want us to remember, I don't want the sadness and the darkness to overshadow all the goodness. Because your dad just looked at me, he says, regardless, Teresa, he said, we had good years. Right?
Yeah, we did.
He says, so I don't care what it is. Someone writes, oh, he was always smiling. I remember when he brought me to the candy store. Little things. Whatever it is. Fill this jar with positive, beautiful. Ask your boys, what do you remember about Poppy? Do they remember your dad?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? My dad would always bite their arms, like play fight with them like that. And now they tell me, Papa, so that I'll bite their arms. So that's our little
So thing. Have them write that. Write that. Or you write that for them and put it in the jar. The boys always talk about how they want me to bite their arm like Papa. Right? Put that in the jar. And when you're feeling, maybe it's the way you start your day. Maybe it's the way that you start and end your day instead of crying. Or when you're having a moment, you go to this jar, you pull out a memory. You might not be reading your memory, but maybe one of your children, maybe one of your husbands, maybe one of your siblings, friends. Even if you ask someone, were you supposed to go on like a little vacation or like a little trip to an amusement park or something with the boys?
We're going on a trip at the end of the month.
Perfect. Your dad says I'm going with you. I want you to enjoy every moment. I want you to be excited about going. I think what your dad is really saying, Maggie, is that there's a difference in feeling sadness and sorrow and not moving forward with your life. He goes, whether you live your life with happiness and joy is not going to change the fact that I died. He said, so by being sad and not doing things and not participating in life is not going to change the fact that I died. Your dad just showed me, you run into people all the time that knew your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, he knew everybody, yes. And that's what like makes it even harder is like.
But this is what you're going to do. You're going to say, what do you remember about my dad? What is the funniest thing or the happiest thing that you remember about my dad? You should never be ashamed or feel that you should not celebrate or honor your dad because of the way that he died. That's why we're going to handle it this way. If someone says something, someone asks something, you're going to say, my dad died unexpectedly and sudden. It was tragic because it's the God's honest truth, correct? I know he's okay. I know he's at peace because I find white feathers, whatever you want to say, and then share something positive and beautiful with that person. Leave that person with this beautiful memory, not of how he died. Fair enough.
It's really hard for me to let go of the grief because I just feel like I lost my best friend.
You don't have to.
Dad,
Maggie, you are going to grieve the loss of your dad for the rest of your life.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I am not asking you, nor is your dad asking you not to grieve. What he's asking you to do is to start to heal. He wants you to be able to start to heal. There is a huge difference in that. Huge difference in that. And again, no matter what our grief is, no matter how angry we are, he wants the good memories to overshadow all of that. Your dad just said to me, I love you to the moon and back.
I always talk to the moon. Dad, wherever you are.
Your dad is right by your side. He just validated he hears you. How would I know that you talk to the moon? So your dad clearly hears you and more importantly knows how you feel. The second I started this reading, he made me feel exactly how you feel. Know that your dad says, I need you to take every moment. Say it's a happy thing. Share it with your dad. If it's something that you would ask him a question, ask it to him and then sit back and say to yourself, what would my dad say? He goes, you know. And maybe it'll come to you. Maybe you'll hear something, or maybe it'll be something in your stomach that you'll feel like that little intuition, that gut instinct, right? Know that that is your dad.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I think by acknowledging how your dad to say that we can still talk about me, still celebrate me, even though I left the physical world in a tragic way. I watched your dad, I watched his soul come around and kiss you right here on the cheek.
Gosh, I miss him so much. With every breath I take, I miss my dad.
We are the ones, Maggie, that suffer. I want you to please after you come back from your little vacation, reach back out to Alex and send her a little email on how it was, maybe how you're doing. Keep us posted on your memory jar. I think it's so important. And I think you were so brave to allow me to share my gift with you. Because I can assure you, Maggie, you are not alone. I am sure that there are thousands of people listening right now that will say, I know how she feels.
A bunch of daddy's little girls that just want their dad just like me.
And this memory jar, how many people that will help. And that you will inspire people to heal. And your dad says, what a gift. Your dad just actually thanked me. He says, because you just turned the way that I died into something beautiful, Teresa, and I want to thank you. He says, because it will give people the peace that they deserve and to know that their loved ones are still with them, and then the tools to be able to start to heal. And how all of these beautiful, positive memories, that will be your go-to instead of all of the sadness and sorrow. And be kind to yourself, Maggie, if I can say this to you. Be kind to yourself. Know that it's okay that you feel the way that you feel. And you might feel this way for the rest of your life. But to be able to incorporate the happiness is something completely different. Don't let anyone take that from you. You can feel how you feel. You're not right. You're not wrong. It's the way that you feel. And nobody can tell you how to feel. But this is your dad. But I can tell her to be happy.
Okay, Dad. Okay, I'm going to listen this time.
I love how your dad was so inspirational to you during your reading. And I feel like that was the way that he was for you here in the physical world.
And not even only to me, to everybody.
To everyone, exactly.
He was like the go-to guy for everything. Yeah. You had a problem? Oh, we need to call him. Mm-hmm. Oh, something that they wanted to share with somebody that would genuinely be happy and genuinely care. Like, he was present with everybody that he met.
So he says, I need you to be present for yourself and for your children and for your husband. Because know that I am with you and I am experiencing it with you. Your dad just showed me you listening to his voice on either a voicemail or like on the phone or something.
Or like videos of him. And I'm just like, I wish I would have taken those moments and I don't know.
Stop beating yourself up. Stop beating yourself up. This is why the memory jar is so important. Because now we're going to rebuild. I want to thank you, Maggie, for giving me the honor and privilege of being able to channel your dad for you today. But more importantly, for trusting me with his soul, especially on how you feel and how you're so stuck in the grieving process. But your dad gave you that gift. You know, one of the reasons why I wrote the book Good Grief was because of that. There's no right or wrong way to grieve. So that book might just help you. Because it gives you little tools each day to try to do things a little differently.
I'm going to have to pick that up, Teresa. I appreciate you for your gift and sharing it with us. You don't know how you've helped my heart and trying to put my soul back together, because I've just been so broken since my dad died. And like you said, I haven't been living. I need to let go of that grief and be happy.
You know, there's also a difference, Maggie, where if you let go of the things that are holding you back, that's not a bad thing. It doesn't mean that you're letting go of all of the things that are overshadowing all of the positive things. Look at all of the things that we just remembered about your dad, right? That you forgot about, that brought a smile to your face, that you shared with me. And I will think of that field of dreams. Maybe that's what your dad is also trying to say through that. Build it and they will come. That field of dreams, that dreams of being able to feel happy again and being able to let go of the sadness and sorrow.
I will take that to heart, Teresa.
I am looking forward in hearing from you, Miss Maggie.
Okay, I will let
I look
Alex
forward
know.
In hearing from you, mija.
Oh, thank you so much. I miss his little voice telling me that.
Well, you can hear it inside you. I want to thank you again, and I really hope that these messages and this experience today helps you in the healing process.
Yes, you don't know how you've helped me today.
Just please just be a little bit kinder to yourself, and it's okay.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Maggie. I wish you all the best. God bless.
Hi, my name is Maggie, and I'm from New Mexico. Basically life-changing. I had the message that I needed to start moving forward, to let go of that grief and remember my dad in the most beautiful way. So I wanted to hear from my dad, and he sure did come through. He didn't even let her finish her message that she gives at the beginning, so I was very excited to hear from him, and it gave my heart a lot of feeling again and love to be able to hear from him and know that he's okay. So she mentioned that I have a poem about footsteps, and I actually have one in my hallway that I have at the end of the hall so that I can see it, and it's "Walk With Me A Little Slower, Daddy." And I did that in preschool, so I was probably like 4 years old. There's no way she could have known about that. I almost even forgot about it. She mentioned about finding feathers, and I always find feathers in weird places. I had just put one in my wallet the other day that I had found in my room when I was trying to pick up something off the floor, that there was no way that a bird was in my room. I don't know how that feather could have got there. And she knew about it. I mean, just the whole thing, like, wow. I mean, I knew she was going to tell me something that we're going to be like, there's no way she could have known, but just the whole thing, like, even how I feel. I wasn't even able to express to anybody else how I feel, and she told me how I feel, so that in itself just blew my mind. This is going to change my life. Thank you guys so much. You guys don't even know what you're doing for me and for my family.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.